actor tonight, Elvis Presley.
Elvis
Five, four, three, two, one.
Slowly but surely, I'm gonna wear you down. Slowly but surely, I'm gonna bring you round to my way of thinking, my way of kissing, my way of loving. Slowly but surely, I'm gonna make you mine. The message, it's gonna be fine. Slowly but surely, the table's gonna turn. Slowly but surely, your lips are gonna burn for what you've been given. My kind of kiss, my kind of love. Slowly but surely, I'm gonna make you mine. Ain't gonna rush you, I'll let you meditate. When you get the message, it's gonna be fine. Slowly but surely, the table's gonna turn. Slowly but surely, your lips are gonna burn for what you've been missing. My kind of kissing, my kind of love. Slowly but surely, I'm gonna make you mine. When you get the message, it's gonna be fine. Slowly but surely, the table's gonna turn. Slowly but surely, your lips are gonna burn for what you've been missing. My kind of kiss, my kind of love. Slowly but surely, I'm gonna make you mine.
Welcome to Blue Suede Connection, everybody. I'm Dan.
I'm TL.
Now, you know, TL, we often discuss that Velvet Elvis voice.
Exactly, yep.
Now, the Velvet Elvis voice was there from the very beginning. And all the way from, like, 54 to 77. But it really seems to be highlighted the most. In 1960 to about 1967, I consider the heavy-duty Velvet Elvis voice time frame.
Right, he really seems to be focusing on getting that sound.
Yeah, it was so matured coming out of that army. We've talked about it a billion and one time. When he came out, that voice just shined, and he still did all the great rock and roll, which you are going to hear today. But he did a lot of those pretty songs where that velvetiness just flowed through.
Exactly, yep.
So that's the focus of today's show. It's about 1960 to about 67, I would say, are the Velvet Elvis years.
Right,
Also on the show today, we're going to talk about, you know, if you're new to the Elvis world, you're still discovering Elvis like so many are doing. I'm going to share the best Elvis documentaries to check out.
Oh, nice.
If you want to learn a little bit more about the man. And we're going to talk about, since this is about singing and the voice today, we're going to talk about some of the top crooners of the time, and did Elvis make that list?
Oh, Okay.
Okay. Now, you've got some really cool stuff you're going to share today. Elvis mm-hmm. and bourbon. I'm going to leave that alone. You want to know what she's talking about? She's not talking about the bottles of Elvis alcohol.
Right. We have one of those, by the way.
Yes, we do. Thanks to our friend, Mr. Steele.
Yes. From
All right.
Wowie. We wish we were still on Wowie.
Yes. Come back, Wowie. All right, and also, you think you know the story about the Elvis jet coming home many years ago?
Mm.
We all know that story. You can go tour it right now, but there's not just that jet. There are others.
There's actually three jets in Elvis's fleet, and where is the last third jet?
Well, you want to know about that? T.L.'s going to tell you here sometime throughout this wonderful, exciting party that we throw every week, and we call that party Blue Suede Connection.
That's right.
So, baby, you ready to get busy?
Always.
Let's do it.
You say that you love me and swear it to be true. But if you care, come over here and make me know you do. Come on now,
make me know it.
Then go ahead and show it. But if you care, come over here and make me know you do. You say you've got kisses and swear that they're brand new. I think that's fine if you ain't lying, but make me know you do. Come on. It's believing, make me know what to do. You won't have no trouble, prove it to me. Come right along and you'll find me helpful as can be. You say you wanna hold me and stick to me like glue. Well, here it's deceiving. See, it's believing, make me know what to do.
Bonzo, Nancy, and I have made our Blue Suede connection, and we're glad you did too.
Our friends all ask me the last time I saw you. I smile and tell them it's been a day or two.
Oh, my love, you have left me. Indescribably blue.
Be found on any map that I know, but it's a place where lonely lovers all go to cry their tears. Blue River, it winds along a path of heartache and pain, a broken dreams of loving someone in vain, the way that I love you, and baby I still do. I held you so tight, you were out of my sight. I'm feeling so low, but I gotta go. Blue River, because you never really cared about me. From now on, maybe that's where I'm gonna be. Crying over you by the river of blue. Oh, held you so tight, you were out of my sight. I'm feeling so low, well I gotta go. Blue River, because you never really cared about me. From now on, baby, that's where I'm gonna be, crying over you by the river of blue.
That's Blue River on Blue Suede Connection.
Nice. I love that song.
We are doing the Velvet Elvis years today. All those great songs from about 1960 to 67 where we feel, I personally, and I think you agree, they were his best velvety voice years.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah. Beautiful sound for this time.
All right. Well, since that's the theme today, it's the 60s. We'll call it the 60s for the moment. So audiofix.com. Elvis 12 greatest songs of the 60s. And we're talking the Velvet Years. They actually gave two on the list that go a little bit past 67, but only two. Actually, three. As I look at my list right now, I was wrong.
Ooh,
all right,
write
anyway.
It down. He was
yeah,
wrong.
Yeah, that's all right. Number 12, they say Marie's the Name.
Oh, I love that one, yeah.
Number 11, Pocket Full of Rainbows.
Good one.
Yes. Number 10, Stuck on You. Number 9, from Viva Las Vegas, The Lady Loves Me.
Nice.
Now, here's one that goes a little bit past our 67 time frame, In the Ghetto.
Oh, very good.
Yeah, that's a great 60s song. Number 7, I Got Lucky. That's a good one. I always like that song. We play that often. Number 6, I'm Coming Home.
Nice.
Number 5 was a big hit. We all love Return to Sender. Number 4, a TL favorite, How Great Thou Art. Number 3, you know, if you're talking Velvet Elvis in 60s, you know this is going to make the chart. Can't Help Falling in Love.
Oh, yeah. Very good.
Number 2, Suspicious Minds. And they say the best Elvis 60s song is Memories from the 68 Comeback Special.
Oh, wow. Very good.
You agree with that list?
Yeah, not bad.
All right. I agree with you, though, on this one. This is a great song. This is a great Velvety Elvis song right here. Suspicion.
Love it.
I'm still not certain that you love me. Every time you hold me, I'm still not certain that you care. Oh, you keep on saying you really, really, really love me. Do you speak the same words to someone else when I'm not there? Suspicion torments my heart. Suspicion keeps us apart. Suspicion, why talk to me? Every time you call me and tell me we should meet tomorrow, I can't help but think that you're meeting
someone else tonight. Why should our romance just keep on causing me such sorrow? Why am I so doubtful whenever you are out of sight? Suspicion torments my heart. Suspicion keeps us apart. Suspicion, why torture me? Darling, if you love me, I beg you, wait a little longer. Wait until I drive all these foolish fears out of my mind. How I hope and pray that our love will keep on growing stronger. Maybe I'm suspicious, cause true love is so hard to find. Suspicion torments my heart. Suspicion keeps us apart. Suspicion, why torture me?
I hear the trend has changed, music's changed. Actually, I don't know. I couldn't commit myself in saying that that I'm going to be or that I'm not going to be. I don't know. All I can say is I'm going to try.
Hasn't any I think I'll paint a sign, a sale for a penny.
Who wants to buy a heart?
Oh, yeah.
The one goes in love's heart.
Mm-hmm.
The one goes in heart for sale.
Mm-hmm.
Who wants to buy a heart?
My whole heart.
The one goes in love's heart.
Oh, yeah.
The one goes in heart for sale.
Well, the engine has started. We've peeled out.
Yes.
Now it is time to just take a long cruise of 2 hours of great Elvis music and fun.
Absolutely.
Right here on
Blue Suede Connection. Millions believe in the power of prayer. What if God finally answered? What if he sent you your own personal angel? And what if that angel was Elvis Presley?
Honey, if you're going to sit there and stare at me, I might as well go to bed.
Eternal Flame, a novel by Patricia Garber, available on Amazon.
It's mad.
It's groovy.
It's swinging.
It's Elvis.
Ah! Elvis.
2 hours of Elvis.
The songs you know, the music you love.
We are your Blue Suede Connection.
Little sister, don't you? Little sister, don't you? Little sister, don't you kiss me once or twice and say it's very nice and then you run. Little sister, don't you do what your big sister done. Well, I dated your big sister and I took her to a show. I went for some candy, along came Jim Dandy and they snuck right out the door. Little sister, don't you? Little sister, don't you? Little sister, don't you kiss me once or twice and say it's very nice and then you run. Little sister, don't you do what your big sister done. Every time I see your sister, well, she's got somebody new. She's evil like that little old mole evil. Guess I'll try my luck with you. Little sister, don't you? Little sister, don't you? Little sister, don't you kiss me once or twice and say it's very nice and then you run. Little sister, don't you do what your big sister done. Your pigtails and pinch your turned up nose, but you've been a growing and baby it's been showing from your head down to your toes. Little sister, don't you? Little sister, don't you? Little sister, don't you kiss me once or twice and say it's very nice and then you run. Little sister, don't you do what your big sister done. Little sister, don't you do what your big sister done.
One of my favorite rockers from the 1960s, Little Sister.
Right.
And I'm kind of disappointed that that didn't make audiofix.com's list that we did a while
right.
ago.
Right, yeah, yeah.
Perhaps if they did a top 20 instead of a top 12, maybe that would have been in there.
Yeah, could be.
But I think that is classic, just classic, simple, good rock and roll from the 1960s.
Absolutely. Yeah.
And the show we're calling Velvet Elvis Years, even though that is a rocker and it's an up-tempo song, you can still hear that voice, that velvet. So different. We always say it, but I you got to do it. If you listen to the voice in Hound Dog and you listen to the voice in Little Sister, it's matured.
Oh, yeah, totally different.
The vibrato, everything, it just comes out more and more in that 60s Elvis.
You know, those 2 years of working with Charlie at the piano there in Germany?
Yeah, that little guy doesn't...
I think that matured, you know,
yeah, absolutely.
Voice.
Charlie doesn't get enough... We talk about Charlie a lot, and those who listen to Blue Suede Connection, if you didn't know who he was before Blue Suede Connection, you know now.
Yeah, Google it, Charlie Hodge.
So we talk about how important he was, and for 2 years in that army... Charlie worked every day with Elvis. They sat at the piano, they sang, and Charlie brought that voice out of Elvis. He helped bring it out.
Sure did, yeah.
Well, we hope you like what you're hearing today. We hope you like our conversations and our lists and all that stuff we share, because we know you like the music.
Oh, absolutely.
That's why you're here.
Yeah.
You're not here for Dan and TL. You're here for Elvis. We know that.
And that's why we're here.
That's
for
exactly
Elvis.
Right.
So we have a mutual cause. There
you go. But we do like to hear from you and talk to you from time to time. And TL will tell you how to do that.
Our website, come on over. There's so much you can do there, guys. It's bluesuedeconnection.com. If you want to join the newsletter, you can sign up and hear what's going on with the show. If you want to listen on demand, you can. It takes you over to one of our very popular radio stations that have all of our shows archived and always updates every year.
In case you miss it at your home station, that's the way to do
it. Right, yeah, because it's important that you first try to find a local station first, because that's the goal of our show, is to keep Elvis on your local dial. So do look there first. But if you miss a show, or you were not locally where you are, or you don't even have a station that plays this kind of music, then you can come over to the website.
Right.
You can shop and donate to us. So many things. There's the email there. Write to us. Gosh, what am I missing? The phone number's there. Give us a call. Leave us a message. So much.
Yeah,
just come over.
We say it all the time. It's not TL and Dan's party. It's everybody's party. And it's not a party without you.
That's right.
You saw me crying in the chapel. The tears I shed were tears of joy. I know the meaning of contentment. Now I'm happy with the Lord. Just a plain and simple chapel where humble people go to pray. I pray the Lord that I'll grow stronger as I live from day to day. I've searched, but I couldn't find no way on earth to gain peace of mind. Now I'm happy in the chapel where people are of one accord. Yes, we gather in the chapel just to sing and praise the Lord. You'll search, but you'll never find no way on earth to gain peace of mind. Take your troubles to the chapel. Get down on your knees and pray. Then your burdens will be lighter, and you'll surely find the way. And you'll surely find the way. It hurts me to see him treat you the way that he does. See you sit and cry
when I know I could be so true if I had someone like you. It hurts me to see those tears in your eyes. The whole town is talking, they're calling.
you love him so much. You're too blind to see he's only playing a game. That kind of guy.
It's me, it's me, it's Gomer P, and you're listening to Elvis P on the Blue Sway Connection. Shazam! You think of Elvis Presley and alcohol, mm-hmm. Elvis Presley and bourbon, you picture walking into the liquor store and standing at the counter and looking up at the shelves and seeing that Elvis decanter up there.
Yeah.
Of him and the guitar and the blue jacket, you know, with mm-hmm. Elvis bourbon inside.
Mm-hmm.
That's what you think of. But now when you think of it now, think of it differently. And T.O.'s going to explain all of that in just a little bit. Elvis and bourbon. I can't wait to share this story, and you're going to do that.
Absolutely.
It's just a few songs away, but I think we really should get back to some more Elvis. What do you think?
There we go. Yep.
You look like an angel.
Walk like an angel.
Talk like an angel. But I got wise. You're the devil. Disguise, oh yes you are, devil in disguise. You fooled me with your kisses, you cheated and you schemed. Heaven knows how you lied to me, you're not the way you seem. You look like an angel,
walk like an angel.
Talk
walk like an angel, but I got white. You're the devil in disguise. Oh, yes, you are. Devil in disguise. I thought that I was in heaven, but I was sure surprised. Heaven help me, I didn't see the devil in your eyes. You look like an angel.
Walk like an angel.
Talk like an angel. But I got white. You're the devil in disguise. Oh, yes, you are. Devil in disguise. You're the devil in disguise.
I have a television show with Frank Sinatra sometime in the latter part of April. And then I started working on the picture G.I. Blues for Paramount, for Mr. Wallace. And then after that, I have two pictures with 20th Century Fox. After that, heaven knows I don't.
Ain't that purty?
Ah, so purty.
That's P-U-R-T-Y. It's mine here on Blue Suede Connection. Having a good time. It's the Velvet Elvis years on the show today. We figure about 1960 to 67. I thought that is perfect Velvet Elvis years. We got to just stick to those years.
It's wonderful.
We could have seeped into 68 with a couple of those and 69, but no.
The voice is so different in this period. It's even different than 68 and you know, 69, if you ask me.
Yeah, if you look at the comeback, the special, his voice is more, it's raw. And then
edgy.
Going into 69 in Vegas, it,
Yeah.
A different.
I mean, he could turn it on when he wanted to,
yeah.
and often did, you know, throughout right. the rest of his life there. But this is a time period where he seemed to focus on it.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
All right, I got my glass of bourbon ready to go. I'm enjoying.
Shake it.
Okay, but anyway, you're going to share Elvis and bourbon right after this.
Millions believe in the power of prayer. What if God finally answered? What if he sent you your own personal angel? And what if that angel was Elvis Presley?
It's okay, honey. It's just old Elvis here.
Eternal Flame, a novel by Patricia Garber, available on Amazon.
ATL, I hear people are making the connection.
That's the rumor.
But in case you've been living on Mars...
or vacationing in Venus...
we've got a show for you.
It's 2 hours of Elvis and fun.
So join the party.
Make the connection.
The Blue Suede connection, that is. Keep moving, moving along.
The day comes to an end. Caution, my baby, if you stay at home, not to leave mama's side. She laughed when I told her, take care of you, sharing his midnight ride. Night rider, night rider. He came riding into town as the sun was going. Now what will I do today? Caution my baby to stay at home, not to leave mama's side. She laughed when I told her, take care of you, sharing his midnight ride. Night rider, night rider. Since you stole her out of sight, come on, send her back to me. Caution my baby to stay at home, not to leave my side. She laughed when I told her, take care of you, sharing his midnight ride. Night rider, night rider. He came riding into town as the sun was going down. Now what will I do today? Caution my baby to stay at home, not to leave mama's side. She laughed when I told her, take care of you, sharing his midnight ride. Night rider, night rider. Since you stole her out of sight, come on, send her back to me.
That's a cool song right there.
Ooh, yes, very nice.
You know, I say it all the time, just about every show I say, you should be wearing headphones if you can when you're mm-hmm. listening to this show.
Absolutely.
All right, but that yeah. shows my age, by the way, headphones. I would say, if you really want to enjoy the show, put your earbuds in.
There you go.
And check the show out, the earbuds. Come on now.
Hey, old man.
I put that in the category with man buns. It's just, I don't like that terminology.
You don't like earbuds?
I don't like earbuds, and I don't like man buns. I like headphones and ponytails.
It's because you're a sound guy.
I guess that's what it is.
Yeah, some people
I'm
do
a very sound guy. I've heard that from a lot of people.
Some people do still use headphones, but they're Bluetooth. They don't plug into things like ours.
I know. I'm just old school. You know my way of thinking.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway,
absolutely.
Thinking about some bourbon right now. Bourbons and cigars. I like that once in a while on the deck.
Mm-hmm. With friends.
Yeah.
We do.
Yeah, we very much do. Not so long ago we did that.
Mm-hmm.
But speaking of bourbon and cigars and all that good stuff, Elvis likes cigars.
He did.
But he
was a regular user.
But he wasn't a bourbon drinker, right?
He wasn't a drinker per se. He would indulge when he was having parties or if he was at an event where it was sort of expected that he do that. But there's a story that comes out from me and a guy named Elvis, which is Jerry Schilling's book. Very good book. I do recommend that if you haven't read it, that you do.
Mm-hmm.
And it talks about how there was a friend of theirs. He doesn't really say who. He just says that there was a friend that was a bourbon enthusiast that wanted to take them on a tasting and point out the things about bourbon that you look for when you're doing a tasting, like the hints of wood and smoke and honey and the various blends.
Mm-hmm.
And Elvis was very excited about understanding. You know, he was always seeking things, knowledge and interests. And so he took them out to this distillery, I guess, and Schilling was driving.
Right.
He says he was hyper-conscious of the fact that Priscilla was pregnant.
Yeah.
But the guys, Elvis and this friend, they were partaking. And Elvis basically sampled just about everything he was offered.
No.
Basically everything he was offered.
For a non-drinker, that's probably...
Yeah, I can only imagine what that looked like. I would have liked to have seen that. After a while, they decided to have dinner, and they went over to, in Pebble Beach, California. There's the Pebble Beach Golf Club.
Right.
Or a golf course, and it's actually one of the most popular and hardest courses, apparently, in the country.
Right.
And they
went there.
And they ate at the 19th Hole restaurant, which is still up and available. Mm-hmm. You can look it up. In fact, I just did while we were at break. And when they got their table, Elvis suddenly started to get groggy and sleepy.
Uh-oh.
And next thing you know, he's trying to lie down on the restaurant floor to take a rest. Of course, this was very much discouraged.
Oh, it's the king. Let him sleep where
now,
he wants.
Now, could you imagine if there were cell phones at that time? You'd have pictures all over social media of Elvis Lane. Anyway, they got him back up, said, no, you can't do this. So he decides he's going over to this couch that's against this wall, and he lays down on the couch. Now, this turns out to not be such a great idea either. In fact, the restaurant manager informs them that their behavior is no longer appreciated. And so Jerry counts himself as one of the only guys who got Elvis kicked out of the fanciest joint that they were ever thrown out of.
Talk about living that rock and roll life, huh?
Yeah, I'm telling you.
Rock and roll has been around for many years. It used to be called rhythm and blues. And as far back as I can remember, it's been very big, although in the last 5 years it's gotten much bigger. But I personally don't think it will ever die completely out, because they're going to have to get something mighty good to take its place.
You get me right to enjoy like a bright, shiny toy to the baby. No matter what you would do, I depended on you, loving baby. One thing I know, I love you. Yes, I love you, my good baby. It was a fool what you took, and I fell 'cause you look like a baby. Two lovers wait, I was blind, 'cause I just had a mind like a baby. You was just a player. Baby.
broke down and cried like a baby. Well, everything I could see, you were playing with me like a baby.
Summer day when I kissed you and called you sweetheart. Do the chairs in your parlor seem empty and bare? Do you gaze at your doorstep and picture me there? Is your heart filled with pain? Shall I come back again? Tell me, dear, are you lonesome tonight?
I wonder if you're lonesome tonight. You know, someone said the world's a stage and each must play a part. Fate had me playing in love with you as my sweetheart. Act one was where we met. I loved you at first glance. You read your lines so cleverly and never missed a cue. Then came act two. You seemed to change. You acted strange. And why, I've never known. Honey, you lied when you said you loved me. And I had no cause to doubt you. But I'd rather go on hearing your lies than to go on living without you. Now the stage is bare, and I'm standing there with emptiness all around. And if he won't come back to me, then they can bring the curtain down. Is your heart filled with pain? Shall I come back again? Tell me, dear, are you lonesome tonight?
A Blue Suede Connection. This is Ronald Wilson Reagan, and there's nothing more American than making your blue suede connection. Nancy, pass me the jelly beans. My tummy's growling.
Hi, this is Trudy from the Blue Suede Music Festival in Alberta, Canada, and I made my blue suede connection.
Well, it's about time you got here.
Blue suede connection.
Well, you may run on for a long time.
Run on for a long time.
Run on for a long time. Let me tell you, God, a mother's gonna come. Go tell that long-tongued liar.
Well,
go
well,
tell that midnight rider.
Well,
tell the gambler, the rammer, the backbiter. Tell them, God, a mother's gonna cut them down. Stop, God Almighty, let me tell you the news. My head's been wet with the midnight dews. I've been down on my bending knees, talking to the man from Galilee. My God spoke and he spoke so sweet. I thought I heard a shuffle of angels' feet. He put one hand upon my head. Great God Almighty, let me tell you what he said. Go tell that long-tongued liar. Go tell that midnight rider. Tell the gambler, the rammer, the backbiter. Tell them, God Almighty's going to cut them down. And hide your hand, working in the dark against your fellow man. As sure as God made the day and the night, what you do in the dark will be brought to the light. You may run and hide, slip and slide, trying to take the moon from your neighbor's eye. As sure as God made the rich and poor, you're gonna reap riches of what you sow. You may run on for a long time.
Run on for a long time.
Run on for a long time. Let me tell you, God Almighty's gonna cut you down. Go tell that long-tongued liar. Go tell that midnight rider. Tell the gambler, the rambler, the backbiter.
Tell the gambler.
Some people go to church just to signify, trying to make a day with a neighbor's wife. But brother, let me tell you, sure as you're born, you better leave that woman alone. Because one of these days, mark my word, you'll think that brother is going to work. You'll sneak up and knock on the door. That's all, brother, you'll knock no more. Run on for a long time.
Run on for a long time.
Run on for a long time. Let me tell you, God Almighty, it's gonna hurt you. Go tell that long-time liar. Go tell that midnight rider. Tell the gambler, the rammer, the backbiter. Tell them God Almighty's gonna cut him down.
That's what I call hip-hop Elvis.
Nice, yeah.
Kind of hip-hop-ish sound right
Gospel
there.
Gospel hip-hop?
Elvis is rapping there, baby.
Yep, kind of. Before
doing,
it was popular.
Yeah, well, the expression, say it with me, Before anybody did anything, Elvis did everything. Yeah, embroider that into your mind, folks, because it's true.
Very true.
All right, welcome to hour number two of Blue Suede Connection.
Mm-hmm.
We're covering the Elvis Velvet Elvis years, 60 to about 67.
Right, yeah.
And that was from 67, what you just heard, Run On.
Mm-hmm.
Gospel music, we all love that. Elvis's gospel was the best. In fact, we're going to do a set of that mm-hmm. as soon as I get done yapping my jaws. And also this hour, we're going to talk about the top crooners of the day. Who were the
nice.
Top crooners out there? Now, Elvis is not known as a crooner, but as you're hearing on today's show, he could croon with the best of them. We'll see if he made that list.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I loved your Elvis and bourbon story in hour one.
Right.
I can't wait to hear your Elvis Jet Comes Home, but not the Lisa Marie. It's a
nope.
different jet you're going
nope.
to talk about.
And not Hound Dog 2. It's
okay.
something else.
A brand new jet you're going to talk about. All right. And, of course, just lots of great Elvis stuff. That's what we do here on Blue Suede Connection. The most important thing is the music. Always has been, always will be.
Mm-hmm.
So I promised a gospel set. So let's do it.
All right.
The side of heaven. as we struggle through this world and
this world and its time.
There's another meeting place somewhere in heaven by the side of the the charming roses bloom forever, and where separations come no more. If we never meet again this side of heaven, I'll meet you on that beautiful
All right, Tia, we got to do. We can't stop here.
Yeah,
we got to do some more gospel. Can I get an amen, Sister TL?
Amen, brother.
I'm gonna walk and go and stand, 'cause I know my Jesus answers all my prayers. Well, I know when He calls me to my home on high. I'll walk and go and stand when I die. When I die. Oh Lord, you know I can hardly wait to reach that sweet bye-bye. But now I see those pearly gates, I'll walk them golden stairs when I die, when I die. Well, I'm gonna walk, we'll walk them golden stairs, 'cause I know my Jesus answers all my prayers. Well, I know when He calls me to my home on high, I'll walk them golden stairs when I die, when I die. When Jesus says to me, well done, and all my cares are laid by high, I'll lay down my sword, my battles are won, I'll walk them golden stairs when I die, when I die. Well, I'm gonna walk, I'll walk them golden stairs, 'cause I know my Jesus answers all my prayers. Well, I know when He calls me to my home on high. Well, I'll walk them golden stairs when I die, when I die. Well, I'm gonna walk, we'll walk them golden stairs, 'cause I know my Jesus answers all my prayers. Well, I know when He calls me to my home on high. I'll walk them golden stairs when I die.
I just couldn't stop. I had to throw that extra gospel tune in because it was just so good.
Mm-hmm.
All right. You know, when you think of crooners, I'm going to do my list here.
Okay.
And it's from Ranker.com. There's one guy on this list that I think is the ultimate crooner, and I think everybody can pretty well guess the chairman of the board.
Yes.
And he's on that list. But he didn't make number one, which surprised me.
Okay.
But you'll be pleasantly pleased with who did make number one, but it's not Elvis. Again.
Oh, okay.
Again, Elvis, Elvis is not known as a crooner. He's
right.
A rock and roll star, but he did make the list. Here we go. Rankers.com top 10 crooners of all time. Number 20, Marvin Gaye. Number 19, Harry Connick Jr.
Right.
Number 18, Michael Bublé.
Okay.
Number 17, Paul Anka.
Nice.
Number 16, Engelbert Humperdinck. Number 15, Vic Damone. Number 14, Louis Armstrong. Number 13, I don't think is a crooner, but they put him on the list, Ray Charles.
Right. Okay.
Number 12, Elvis Presley.
Okay.
Number 11, Mel Torme. Listen to the guys that just ahead of Elvis. So these are all great crooners.
Okay.
Number 10, Sam Cooke.
Oh, yeah.
Number 9, Johnny Mathis. Number 8, Andy Williams.
Okay.
Number 7, Bobby Darin. Number 6, Perry Como. Number 5, Tony Bennett. Number 4, Bing Crosby. Number 3, Nat King Cole.
Wow.
Number 2, Frank Sinatra. Number 1, everybody loves somebody sometime. All right, with that being said, Frank, I'm surprised they didn't give it to Frank, but I'm happy with Dean.
Oh, I love Dean. That's perfect.
Yeah, but Elvis and Frank were well acquainted, and in 1960, Frank invited Elvis to Florida to the Fontainebleau to record and welcome home Elvis from the Army special.
Okay.
So let's hear some excerpts from that. and listen to Elvis croon a little bit with Frank. What do you think?
Let's do it.
Great, and I'm glad to see the Army hasn't changed it. Wasn't it great? That's the first time I ever heard a woman screaming at a male singer. Oh, I'm sorry.
Don't you remember me there, Charlie?
Excuse me, sir, Mr. Presley. But would you think it presumptuous of Frank if he joined you in a duet?
Well, yeah, that would be great. I would consider it quite an honor. I'll tell you. I'd like to do one of your songs.
All right.
With you.
Fine. You know, I was wondering, as a matter of fact, while you were singing, Elvis, I thought to myself, I wonder what would have happened if I had recorded Love Me Tender instead of you. I wouldn't have made any difference. I think it would about 2 million records less.
He said that.
You smarty pants. Oh, what I tell you, you do witchcraft, okay? And I'll do one of the other ones. Okay? Hey, Nelson? We work in the same way, only in different areas.
Love me tender, love me sweet, never let me go. You have made my life complete, and I love you so.
Those fingers in my hair, that sly come hither stare, that strips my conscience bare, is witchcraft.
Love me tender, love me true, all my dreams fulfill. For my darling, I love you, and I always will.
It's such an ancient pitch. Witch. Cause there's no nicer witch than witch.
I love you, and I always will. For my darling, I love you.
Man, that's pretty.
And I always will. For my darling, I love you.
It's prettier all the time, Frank.
Sure does, buddy.
And I always will.
Thank you, Elvis. Hey, Nancy. Nancy.
Nancy, you've met Mr. Presley, haven't you?
Of course. How are you, Mr. Presley?
You can call me Elvis.
Oh,
you call him Mr. Presley, cause on account of she's been spoken for.
That's the way the cookie crumbles.
But when I did that Frank Sinatra show in Florida, I wasn't nervous. I was petrified. I was scared stiff.
Like blue.
because
you know, you got to give kudos to Frank because Elvis was kind of stealing his thunder a little bit. And, you know, for years, Frank was the guy, you know, and Elvis had to do the same thing when the Beatles came along in 64 and all that, you know, you got to make room for the other guys. And Frank did it well. And when rock and roll first came out, like a lot of those crooners and stuff, Frank did not like it. He did not like rock and roll and he didn't want to like Elvis.
Right. Yeah.
We've talked about this before, but I think maybe I don't know if this is when that flip switched where Frank realized he was a good guy. He had just served in the military, and you know.
Yeah, I think so. Yeah, because his first opinion came really early when Elvis first got on the scene in 56.
Yeah, they haven't even met yet.
Yeah, exactly. They hadn't met yet. Elvis flopped in Vegas.
Right.
You know, Sinatra was huge in Vegas. I'm sure he just didn't like him from just that early period.
I'm sure that was a relief for Frank that Elvis did flop in Vegas because that was his spot. That was his town.
Yeah, yeah.
And Dean's and Sammy's and everybody.
Right.
But the thing is, they all those three guys I just mentioned, Frank, Dean, and Sammy, especially Sammy, got really close to Elvis and they really liked him.
Yeah.
And you know, Sammy was his biggest defender of his movies and everything in the 60s. He loved him. And if you ever see Elvis, that's the way it is, the documentary. There's a snippet. You see Sammy hanging out with him there backstage.
Oh, yeah.
And, you know, it just shows you that you can judge a book by its cover if you want. But you got it. Once you really read the book, as you would well know, you learn a little bit more and you discover that, hey, this is a pretty darn good book. I like it.
There's a lot more going on here.
All right. You've got some really good stuff you're going to share. And right after the break, we're going to talk about Elvis's jet. But not the jets we know about. There is another. And TL's going to tell you all about it and what happened right after this.
Millions believe in the power of prayer. What if God finally answered? What if he sent you your own personal angel? And what if that angel was Elvis Presley?
Honey, you're so cute when you get frustrated.
Eternal Flame, a novel by Patricia Garber, available on Amazon.
It's mad.
It's groovy.
It's swinging.
It's Elvis.
Ah! Elvis.
2 hours of Elvis.
The songs you know, the music you love.
We are your Blue Suede Connection.
Long distance information, give me Memphis, Tennessee. Help me find a party, trying to get in touch with me. She could not leave her number, but I know who placed the call. My uncle took the message and he wrote it on the wall. Help me, operator, get in touch with my Marie. She's the only one who phoned me here from Memphis, Tennessee. Her home is on the south side, high up on a ridge, just a half a mile from the Mississippi Bridge.
Thank you.
because her mom did not agree. Tore apart our happy home in Memphis, Tennessee. Last time I saw Marie, she's waving me goodbye. With hurry home drops on her cheeks that trickle from her eyes. Marie is only 6 years old. Information, please. Try to put me through to her in Memphis, Tennessee.
Regularly written. Ooh. By the late, great Chuck Berry, one of the masters of rock and roll and writing in the rock and roll world. He was the man.
Very nice.
And brilliantly performed by the man himself, Mr. Elvis Aaron Presley.
Absolutely.
All right. We know about the Lisa Marie and we know about the little jet, but there's another jet. So let's jet right into this one, baby. Tell us all about it.
All right. So actually, I wasn't, I have to admit, I wasn't even aware that this existed. But apparently, Elvis bought a 1962 Lockheed Jetstar in 1976. It was red. It had a beautiful, bright red interior, almost like what Graceland used to have.
Okay, that's what I was envisioning when you said that.
Yeah, exactly. And Elvis bought it for Vernon.
Okay.
I wondered, like, why did he buy this?
I remember we did a story several Blue Suede connections ago, but Elvis was in this plane-buying frenzy there in the 70s.
Yeah, he was towards the end of his life. Yeah. That's very correct. But recently, this Jetstar went to auction, and it was purchased by a guy named Jimmy Webb, who's an aircraft enthusiast, but he's a huge Elvis fan.
Right.
And he actually bought it for $234,000, which I think is kind of cheap.
That's a steal right
for
there.
For something that Elvis had once owned. He found it sitting out in the desert. I mean, literally just abandoned out in the desert. I don't know how.
Yeah.
Because I've been reading up on it and I'm still not quite sure how he found about it, but it was sitting idle in New Mexico for decades.
That's pretty crazy.
Yeah. And it had never been touched. Mm-hmm. When he got it, basically they just shined it up and wiped it down. They took the wings and everything off of it.
Mm-hmm.
And they have been bringing it around the U.S. to let people tour it, let people come inside and take a look at it. The article I'm reading is actually dated July 17th, 2024 from the Auction News.
Mm-hmm.
News 5 staff, it says, Memphis, Tennessee, it reported that this Jetstar is going around the U.S. I think it was in Florida for a while, but it's currently on the move with the next stop going to be in Oshkosh, Wisconsin.
Okay.
So if you live near Oshkosh, Wisconsin, you need to Google this because you can go out and see it for yourself.
Yeah, and let us know about it, what you saw.
Yeah, it doesn't say how much the tours are, but it's a little tiny plane.
Right.
It's very beautiful looking.
Right.
Elvis bought it December 22nd, 1976.
How cool was that?
Yeah.
Something new in the Elvis world.
I guess
to
it
see.
Was sold the year he died. I don't know if Vernon sold it or what, but.
Very interesting. Thank you, ma'am. That was great.
Yeah.
Now this is going to change, because the guys used to, you know, hate you, but now they like you. How do you think that came to be? Do you think it was the Army stint?
It contributed a lot to it, probably. It's pretty hard for me to analyze it, because I don't know, really. But I would say the Army had a lot to do with it. And also the fact that there's never anything about my being an egomaniac or thinking that I'm a lover or a ladies' man or something like that. Because it's amusing. It's a compliment to me, but it's amusing, you know. And I've never looked at or thought of myself as being a lady killer or anything like that, you know.
In your hands, you are my destiny. When you are in my arms, I rule the world. And when we're far apart, how cruel the world. All that I want is to be near to you,
to spend my life, making it clear to you, you are my heart, my soul, my dream come true. All that I am because of you. All that I want is to be near to you, to spend my life making it clear to you. You are my heart, my soul, my dream come true. All that I am because of you, because of you, because of you.
It was a night, ooh, what a night it was, it really was such a night. The moon was bright, oh, how bright it was, it really was such a night. The night was alive with stars above. Ooh, when she kissed me, I had to fall in love. Oh, it was a kiss, ooh, what a kiss it was, it really was such a kiss. Oh, how she could kiss, oh, what a kiss it was, it really was such a kiss. Just the thought of her lips sets me afire. I reminisce and I'm filled with desire. But I gave my heart to her, sweet surrender. Such a night. Came the dawn, and my heart into love, and the night was gone. But I'll never forget the kiss of the kiss in the moonlight. Ooh, such a kiss, such a night. It was a night. Ooh, what a night it was, it really was such a night. Came the dawn, and my heart into love, and the night was gone. But I'll the kiss in the moonlight. How will I remember? I'll always remember that night. Ooh, what a night it was, it really was such a night. When we kissed, I had to fall in love. But I gave my heart to her. I had to fall in love. While she's gone, 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 yeah, she's gone, gone, gone. Came the dawn, 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 and my love was gone. But before that dawn, yes, before that dawn, and before that dawn, ooh, 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 ooh.
Yoda, I am. Connection Bruce Wade, this is.
Gently, your eyes met mine, tender, trusting, true. Gently, your hand took mine, thrilled me through. Gently, oh so gently, gentle as the dawn. Gently, oh so gently, our true love was born.
Gently, your lips kissed mine as we strolled along. Gently, your heart touched mine, young and warm and strong.
Gently, oh so gently, gentle as the dawn. Gently, oh so gently, our true love was born.
Gently, the hour is near when true loves have to part. Gently, we'll meet again, one more kiss, sweetheart.
Gently, oh so gently, gentle as the dawn. Gently, oh so gently, our true love was born. Our true love was born.
I know you're getting down with your bad self. So is the old wolf man. We rockin', we rollin' to Blue Suede Connection, baby.
I got a dirty, dirty feeling. Dirty feelings going on. You know I almost hit the ceiling when I woke up and you was gone. I took you in when you were hungry.
That was a quick song, all 1 minute and 34 seconds right there.
I know.
Dirty,
yeah.
Dirty feeling.
Absolutely.
All right. Okay, baby, we love doing Blue Suede Connection, and we love all the exciting things happening with us, getting involved with all these great Elvis festivals, and so much going on in the Blue Suede Connection world, and it's all because of that man we keep talking about, Mr. Elvis Presley. Now, another thing that we're very excited about, I'll let you talk about.
Alrighty, so you've been hearing us talk about this. We do have a Blue Suede Connection YouTube channel.
Yeah.
People have been chatting it up and joining and sharing, and we're having a great time over there. We want to thank everybody that has come over and subscribed, but we need to partner with YouTube, which gives us licensing rights because Elvis's people have partnered with them, and we can play a lot of his stuff and do pieces of the show on there.
Right.
And bring more people to Elvis, bring more people to the show, have more fun. And so that's what we need. So come on over. Just type in Blue Suede Connection over there on YouTube. We're the only one. It'll pop right up. And just start having fun with us.
We show you love every week, folks. And now's your chance to show us some love.
Absolutely.
Return the sender. Return the sender.
I gave a letter to the postman. He put it in his sack. Bright and early next morning, he brought my letter back.
She wrote upon it,
return the sender, address unknown, no such number, no such song. We had a quarrel,
the mailbox and send a special deed. Bright and early next morning, it came right back to me.
She wrote up on it.
Return to sender. Address unknown. No such person. No such zone.
This time I'm gonna take it myself and put it right in her hand. And if it comes back the very next day, then I'll understand.
Classic 60s Elvis right there, mm-hmm. Return to Sender. Everybody loves that song.
Absolutely.
Anytime we do lists, it's usually on a list. A lot of people are discovering Elvis, they're brand new to the Elvis world, mm-hmm. and they want to learn all they can. They're seekers. They're seekers of Elvis.
There we go.
So right after the break, I'm going to share something from documentary.com, the best documentaries about Elvis, and most of them you can get on Prime, and I'll tell you where to go watch some for free. Mm-hmm. All right, that's all going to happen right after this.
Millions believe in the power of prayer. What if God finally answered? What if he sent you your own personal angel? And what if that angel was Elvis Presley?
Come here. Sit down, honey. I'll behave.
Eternal Flame, a novel by Patricia Garber. Available on Amazon.
ATL, I hear people are making the connection.
That's the rumor.
But in case you've been living on Mars
or vacationing in Venus,
we've got a show for you.
It's 2 hours of Elvis and fun.
So join the party.
Make the connection.
The Blue Suede connection, that is.
Oh, yeah, baby. Grab the one you love, but just don't grab it in the wrong place. This is Old Wolfman saying get down to the groovy sounds and the love songs of Elvis Presley on Blue Suede Connection, baby.
Finders, keepers, losers, weepers, I won't weep and I won't moan, 'cause I found you and your love so true, and I'm keeping you for my own. Heads I win or tails I lose, I bet my heart to win your love. The day you kissed me, good luck was with me, and I thank my lucky stars above. I'm not the kind to play for fun. I only play for keeps, and I'm a keeping all the love I won. Finders, keepers, losers, weepers, the loser has to pay the score. He lost you, and I found you, and I'm keeping you forevermore. I'm not the kind to play for fun. I only play for keeps, and I'm keeping all the love I won. Finders, keepers, losers, weepers, the loser has to pay the score. He lost you, and I found you, and I'm keeping you forevermore. He lost you, and I found you, and I'm keeping you forevermore. Yeah, he lost you, and I found you.
Oh, yeah.
Woo.
That's Mr. Velvet Elvis Presley singing Finders, Keepers, Losers, Weepers here on Blue Suede Connection. Mm-hmm. All right, documentary.com. For those out there who are just discovering Elvis or you want to know a little bit more about him, they say these are the best documentaries about Elvis where you can learn about the man. Elvis Through the Years from 2007. It says fans are given a glimpse into the world of the legendary musician. Mm-hmm. Also from 2007, Elvis Up Close and Personal. That has rare recordings and concert footage featuring, and it also features DJ Fontana, Ray Walker, and Scotty Moore, who share their insights into their relationship with Elvis and about the man. All right, Elvis, the King of Entertainment, his life, his times, his career. This is from 1997. Rare footage from all aspects of his life with exclusive interviews and behind-the-scenes moments. Also, The Last 24 Hours, Elvis Presley from 2019. That's where the Memphis Mafia share their thoughts and different things on his movies. And, of course, the last couple hours of his life, they share their thoughts on that.
Absolutely.
Now, those all pretty much you can find on Prime. If you know what Prime is, just go to your phone, your computer, your TV, and look it up, and you can find these. Now, here's some freebies that are worth looking into, and they're all on YouTube. Our friends at YouTube, you can find these. Elvis Presley Rebirth explores the birthplace of rock and roll, stories, and fun food samples, whatever that's all about.
Oh, wow.
I think they go consume some of the favorite foods of Elvis there in the South.
Ooh.
All right, The Life of a King. It peeks into Elvis's world, and his press conferences, movie trailers, news clips, etc. are all shared in this one. Mm. And they also say, Elvis Presley, A Life from Beginning to End. It takes you on a journey through the life and the music of the most iconic figure in rock and roll history.
Okay.
And those are all available on YouTube. Mm. So if you want to learn a little bit more about Elvis, there you go. There's plenty of documentaries where you can check it out.
Nice.
Soldier boy, why feel blue? Don't you believe that she will be true? It's written in the blue that she was meant for only
I saw them was on the Ed Sullivan Show. And the Colonel and I wished him the best of luck over here, you know.
really. Because if these young people can come over here and do well, regardless of what crowd they impress, well, more power to them, really.
Get an answer. Tell me, will you or won't you need me? Such an easy question. Why can't I get an answer? All you do is give a sigh and beat around the bush. Can it be that you're too shy to give yourself a little push? Can you, or can you
tell me?
Yes, it's such an easy question. Get inside and be around the bush. Can it be that you're too shy to give yourself a little push? Can you or can't you
tell me?
Yes, it's such an easy question. Why can't I get an answer? Easy question. Why can't I get an answer? You such a
ooh. It's now or never. Come hold me tight. Kiss me.
When I first saw you, with your smile so tender, my heart was captured, my soul surrendered. I spent a lifetime waiting for the right time. Now that you're near, the time is here at last.
It's now or never. Come hold me tight. Kiss me, my darling. Be mine tonight. Tomorrow will be too late. It's now or never, my love.
Just like a willow, we would cry an ocean if we lost true love and sweet devotion. Your lips excite me, let your arms invite me, for who knows when we'll meet again.
It's now or never. Come hold me tight. Kiss me, my darling. Be mine tonight. Tomorrow will be too late. It's
I'm sorry, but I have to say it. It has come to the end of Blue Suede Connection once again.
Oh, no. It went so fast.
It does, especially every single time we do shows that involve these early 60s recordings and all. They're always fun.
Right.
They're always colorful, and they always go so fast.
So true, so true.
Any closing words for our friends this week?
I love you guys. I say this every week. We so appreciate you. Thank you for helping us grow, and we'll be back.
All right, we're going to do it all again next week, everybody. Say it with me, TL. Same bad time,
same bad channel.
She may say she needs fancy bangles and beads. That's part of a woman's plan. But what every woman lives for, what every woman lives for, is to give her love to a man. Wise men have known, women can't live alone, so a woman should understand that what every woman lives for, what every woman lives for, is to give her love to a man. He may not be the kind you find in picture books, a real life hero with dashing, handsome looks. He may not be the guy that you've been dreaming of, but that won't stop you from giving him your love. So dear, can't you see that it was meant to be? It's part of our destiny. Cause what every woman lives for, what every woman lives for, is to give her love to a man. And I hope that man is me.
All right, let's wrap it up and get out of here.
Blue Suede Connection.